Track 16.
The Kite That Went to the Moon by Evelyn Sharp, Part 3. Of course, only a wimp could appear like that. The children were not surprised to see the wimp. They asked, "Where's our kite? Do you know?" The wimp showed the sky and said, "Look up there and see." The children shouted, "Oh, our kite is flying to the moon." "But why couldn't I fly it to the moon this afternoon?" "Because there wasn't a moon to fly it to." "Now there is a moon and your kite is flying to it. Why did you paint the moon on the kite?" "Well, it's easy to draw it." "But the sun is better than the moon." "Oh, but I have only 3 paints and an old brush, and you can't paint the sun with only 3 paints. You need a lot of colors to make it shine." "Shine? Why?" "You can draw the other side of the sun." "That side of the sun doesn't shine. It's in Wimpland." "But I don't know about Wimpland." "I can take you there now." "But I want to go to the moon. Can you please take me to the moon?" "Oh, well, it's good you didn't want to go to Wimpland, because we can go there only tomorrow morning. The sun goes down, so the back of it also disappears. It is sad, but Wimpland disappears every night." "Oh, but it doesn't disappear really. The sun is shining in a different place at the moment, and only we can't see it." "Don't believe it. Who said it didn't disappear? Did you go there?" "No, but it doesn't shine then." "Do the wimps disappear every night too?" "Of course they do. Don't you?" "I think we only sleep." "Ah, you do that first, then you disappear." "No, we don't. We can't have dreams then." "You have dreams because you disappear," laughed the wimp. "Look, here is our comet. Jump in." The children and the wimp climbed on the comet and flew to the moon. "I feel like I am inside a great fire, but it isn't hot. When can we get to the moon?" "We are in the moon now." "But where are the eyes, the nose, and the mouth?" The wimp shook his head and said, "I don't know." Jerry only wanted to find his kite, so he asked, "Do you think we can find it soon?" The wimp didn't answer. Suddenly, something touched the comet.